2018, and is now reaching the end of this process. Following a thorough review, we had people come in from the Center for Public Safety Excellence. That's the accrediting body. They came and visited the staff and the department, did a top to bottom review of everything. As they put it, we looked and pulled out all the drawers and kind of reached in and see what was in the back. I mean, they looked at everything. After that visit, they are recommending the department for the official hearing, which will be in March. So that is a huge, huge, huge major milestone. This is something the department has been working on in earnest for the past 3 or 4 years. The accreditation process, it's a commitment to excellence at all levels of the organization. That's what it means to be accredited. It includes operations, equipment, personnel, administration, and overall support for the organization, and that includes this town council. Out of some 26,000 fire departments nationwide, including cities, counties, and military bases, and all kinds of other facilities, only a small percentage are actually accredited. In Volusia County, the only other accredited agency is DeLand, and that's it. So this process could not have reached this point without the support of the town council, fire department employees, town staff, and the residents of Pond Sinlet. So thank you for getting us to this point. I was going to mention also, going off what the mayor had said, the fix, as we call it, for SB 180 is proposed as SB 840 this year. This would adopt the recommendations of Volusia County and as endorsed by this council for changes to that law. But that was such of those, the prohibition on new regulations would apply only to structures damaged by a storm rather than across the board. So those of you that may not have seen the papers or be familiar with that, this is the law that was put in place, added on at the last minute to prevent local governments from strengthening their flood protection rules. And so all local governments across the state have been at a standstill for the past year over this and has gotten a lot of attention. And so I think it's significant that Senator DeSigley, he's the one that proposed this originally, is now the author of the amendment to fix it. So we're very appreciative of that. And so it goes even further than what the county had recommended. It reduces by half the areas of applicability. Instead of within 100 miles of the track of a storm, it's been reduced to 50. It also significantly shortens the sunset of these requirements from October 1st, 2027 to June 30th, 2026. So, of course, this all has to get passed and then by the legislature and signed by the governor, but that's a significant, significant improvement and that we can get to work, hopefully, if this gets passed. And then some other news, just wanted to let you know that today our staff delivered hundreds of donated toys to the Halifax Urban Ministries Hope Place for Families. There are over 100 children residing there currently that will have a brighter holiday because of the generosity of our residents in donating toys. So thank you all. And then last, just a reminder that the town offices will be closed for Christmas Eve, Christmas, and New Year's Day. And I hope you all have a joyous and wonderful holiday season.
Thank you, Mike. And do we have anything from our town attorney?
Very briefly, the fix to Senate Bill 180, if it passes, and it's a long way before it does and signed, would be a tremendous help. And it's a very laudable, Senate Bill 180 was a very laudable bill to protect property owners whose property was damaged as a result of a hurricane, to smooth out the bureaucracy so they could rebuild in a timely fashion. The portion that was added at the last minute has nothing to do with anybody who was affected by a hurricane. It just prevents governments from being able to protect themselves from future hurricanes. So whatever you can do to support it, even if the change isn't perfect, we would encourage you to do it. Just on a side note, I think this is about my seventh or eighth time here at this meeting before Christmas. And it is always a pleasure to be here with your community, with your staff, and thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. And now we're down to our last opportunity for citizen participation, and this is an opportunity for our citizens to talk for 2 minutes on any of the items that you just heard, the comments from town council, the town manager, or the town attorney. That's items 14 to 16, or 15, 15 to 17, sorry. So, is there anyone who wishes to speak? Nothing. Okay. Happy holidays to everybody,
this meeting is adjourned at 4:04. Mayor, it's Skip, right here. We need to say thank you.
Oh, we say thank you to HR.
HR, thank you.
Thank you, HR. Thank you. You are adjourned.